to Tune In. This is the Startup Showcase. We are doing TechNori live from WGN Radio, and I am pretty excited to have another person who is going to be on our showcase on Tuesday. I want to welcome to the show Shirley Yang, and you are the founder of Muses App.
That's right. Hello, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Now, I just want to ask, we've been telling people you're coming in from New York. Are you where are you from originally?
So, California, Taiwan, New York, and now Chicago.
All right. So you're living in Chicago now?
Yes, I am.
All right. So we've got you from all over the place. This is really cool. So I'm going to, I am super excited about having you on Tuesday for a whole bunch of reasons. But one of them is just the whole idea of like how you built this business. Why don't you, you're going to do it better than me. Why don't you give sort of the quick elevator pitch on what Muses is?
Absolutely. So Muses is an influencer marketing app where influencers and businesses of all sizes can partner up within the app and build your social audience together.
So what I'm going to do right now is I'm tapping back in to get our amazing Showbiz Shelly to be on this conversation.
Hi, I'm already in.
What an honor to meet you.
So I knew that she was going to be sitting here, and I wanted to sort of set this up, and I didn't. I should have built this up so much better. I didn't tell you, and I wanted to like see this going.
I had no idea you were coming. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is, in my opinion, an amazing place to be, first off, from a business standpoint. The startup market for this is great. Popular Pays is another one that went to Y Combinator, Chicago-based, that is doing amazing things in this. I think that the future of media is not just going to be around the content itself, but the people who share the stories. If I trust you and you're the person who's in the know, you see all the celebrities. I don't see them. You see them. If you can tell me what to wear, I value what you say.
In my opinion, yeah.
Or what you look like while you're wearing it, like way more than I will value just a random review or Yelp or whatever. I think that the new influencer model is going to put the quote unquote Yelps and the anonymous individual who doesn't have like their profile hooked up to Facebook and they write all kinds of terrible stuff about people. Like, put a name to it, bro. Like, come on. So tell us a little bit more about how this works.
Absolutely. So within the app, there are preset groups that are all created with growing your social audience in mind. So, for example, there's something called in-person collaboration groups or post-exchange groups. So imagine if, let's say, you're an Etsy store owner, right, and you want to tell everyone about your wonderful soaps that you make. You can go inside the post-exchange group and gift influencers your soap and then have them create content for you and post on social media. Another way to do so is we let our members search our entire membership database. So you can search them by geolocation, social reach, by age, by categories, and say, who do I want to partner up with? And it's not just brand versus influencer, but we really encourage brands to work with brands, influencers to work with influencers. Mix it up however you think makes sense.
How do you define an influencer? Is it just number of people? Is it like, what if I'm, you know, I study network dynamics at Northwestern, so this is one of the things that I'm particularly interested in. When I look at how networks expand and grow, you can look at Shelly, for example, who has thousands and thousands of followers.
Yes, mostly on Instagram, 18,500.
There you go. 18,500 on Instagram. And I look at myself, I've got like a decent followership, but it's nothing like that. But I do know that lots of people come to me for advice and then they tell themselves, they tell their startup teams like what I told them to do. So how do you quantify or qualify who's an influencer?
I'm very glad you asked me that because...
Me too.
At first, honestly, I define an influencer as anyone who wants to grow their social following and wants themselves to be known. So anyone with a following, honestly, if you had 500 people, you're an influencer because you influence those 500 people. And that's why there are all these tiers being defined, such as your micro influencers, the 10,000 to 100,000, your power middles, the 250,000, your mega stars, 1 million and up, right? So I think as long as you have a brand to build, you know, then you blur the lines of influencer versus brand. You know, yourself, you're an influencer. You're also a brand,
yep.
Right? Who says you have to be an influencer or just choose one, right? So that's why our app wants to service all. As long as you want to build a social presence, Muses is for you.
You seem discouraged, Scott, by being a micro influencer.
I mean, I've got a little Napoleon complex. It's fine.
Don't be though. She's saying that anyone and anyone can be.
Listen, I'm thrilled that I have like a category.
Yeah, you do. See?
We're in a category.
It's a step for sure.
I just want a little more.
Well, get on our app and you will.
Yes,
we'll
help you.
So I guess, you know, one of the things I kind of want to tie in here is like, how does a person like, Shelly, for example,
yeah.
Who has a brand of her own, and she is an influencer, albeit a micro-influencer.
Oh, that's okay. I'll take it.
How does she start building and using this to actually drive revenue? And then how does that drive revenue for you?
Mm-hmm. So I would ask, how do you currently drive revenue? And obviously I'm thinking, okay, getting sponsors, showing people your numbers, showing your engagement and your views, right? Mm-hmm. In order to up that, a really good way to do so is actually partnering up with other stars like you. You know, be seen together. Create your new squad. You know, people will see, oh, you hang
right
out
here,
with this person.
Right here.
Exactly.
Got my squad.
Okay. Take more selfies together. Go yeah. Be seen together. So then people can see, okay, you know, maybe I'm following Scott, but I don't know about Shelly yet, mm-hmm. right? But I'll see you guys hang out together. You must be cool too. So you can cross audiences that way. That's one way. Another way is this app, you can actually pitch brands yourself. Instead of brands finding you, you just go on the app and you can search for, I want entertainment category. I want only businesses in Chicago. They have to have over 100,000 reach. And guess what? You can choose what you want to do. I want to be featured on your show, or I want to be featured on your billboard, let's mm-hmm. say. And this is my price.
This is fabulous. What a great idea.
Thank you so much.
I feel like I have so many questions I don't even know where to start, but I know our time's running up too. So maybe we can talk after.
Well, here's the thing. Anyone can talk after.
Yeah.
Because Tuesday she's going to be presenting at Technori Showcase.
Perfect. That's right. That's right.
So
oh, good.
They can all come and ask questions, anything okay. you want to learn about it. I just think this is the coolest thing. I'm not saying that because you're sitting here and you're going to be on the show and that you're here. We did a podcast thing, or you were at, you know exactly how I feel about this.
Yes.
The influencer thing, I really do think the monetization of media and just in general, every business, I don't care what you do, you are a media company. Mm-hmm. You disseminate information and people rely on you to learn. And if you have that podium and you have a followership, you should be able to make money and be their own salesman. And I really do think it will play a role in the pendulum of how we talked about this with Victory Lap last week, how salespeople fit into the game. Because if my customer base is my own sales force, we're all just building brands and putting products underneath it, and you're selling it to you and me and so on. So
yeah, it's kind of cutting out of the middleman almost in a way.
I mean,
yeah.
If it lowers the prices and Scott's happy,
yeah,
you know,
right?
little Bob wow. coin in the pocket,
good
no
stuff.
Problem. Very cool, Shirley. This has been awesome. Make sure to plug where people go to download the app and to learn more about it and everything we need to know.
Absolutely. The app launches in a couple weeks, but right now, please go check out our website, musesapp.co. Muses is plural. You can sign up for our newsletter and check out our Instagram at Muses, and we'll see you online.
Very cool. And you'll see him at Technori Showcase on Tuesday, March 28th from 6 to 8 p.m. at Chase Auditorium. You can go to technori.events and buy your tickets. Use WGN as a promo code. Save yourself 25%. And I want to thank Shelly, Showbiz Shelly, for showing up again and helping us out.
Thanks, Scott.
Sean, for the feed and the updates. You're going to catch these every week. We'll have Showbiz Shelly and Sean giving all the feed. And I want to thank all of our guests. I'm Scott Catoon. This has been your episode of the Startup Showcase with Technori Live at WGN. You can watch this episode and more at technori.com. Download the podcast at iTunes. Stay connected by following us on Twitter and Facebook at Technori. Or you can follow me at Catoon. Boom. That's a wrap.